Welcome to Soch Bichar. After a long time, I've returned to Soch Bichar. I must say I had got disheartened because I didn't get the kind of debate or enthusiasm that I expected from putting in so much time and effort in Soch Bichar. Very few people are debating and discussing these ideas, even though our Prime Minister is talking about some of them. And that really was beginning to get me down, so I stopped doing the podcast for about 3 months. I'm now in Kabul, invited here by my old friend, the President. And I'm seeing the Afghanistan government, although I don't have much time, and I can't get out for obvious reasons, but I've met some of the government people and got a glimpse of what Afghanistan, I should add, a very small glimpse of what Afghanistan government is like. From what I see, the Ashraf Ghani, the president, has assembled a wonderful team. Bright, educated young Afghanis are working with him in his cabinet. Bright young educated Afghanis surround him. They're open, they're willing to talk, they're conceptual, they're capable of discussing. They really look like a modern bunch of people who are willing to transform a very, very difficult country. I admire their determination and their strength to try and make this happen. I had a brief conversation with the Minister for Urban Development and Land. The President, like me, is deeply interested in cities as an engine of development, and he wanted me to speak to him to see what I could learn or advise. I found the Minister for Land, a young Afghan, who has been in charge of the Afghan land administration, this transformed land administration, who understands land and urban issues, very, very informed and learned. A couple of things that he said to me forced me to ask him immediately to do a short podcast, even though he was flying off to South Korea. He was clear on one thing, that most of our development planners, our city planners, our development authority chairman are not clear on. He told me, without my prompting him, that master planning is a useless activity, and that Kabul had a number of master plans that were totally useless, and he thinks master plans are for people who are playing with Lego rather than cities with people. So I thought I'd record him. Here are his views. I hope you enjoy them. Here I have Mr. Javad Paikar, Minister for Urban Development and Land in Afghanistan. He just made me wake up and rethink a number of things, and I've requested him to let me record this statement because I think it's such a wise and a meaningful statement for us in Pakistan, even India, many South Asian countries. So, Minister, please give me your thoughts on urban planning, please.
Thank you very much, and I'm quite honored and thrilled. And thank you very much, and it has been a pleasure meeting you. I think there are a lot of things in my head, but I will make long story short that when we come to urban development, I think we should be flexible. So we should stop being static with having one master plan for the whole city, since human beings are in change, societies in change. We have to be flexible as well. In that case, for a city development, we need to develop urban design framework instead of a master plan, which is a very old or classic way of urban development. And then let the city to go with some certain of zoning ordinance based on the value and demand in the city. So if you have an urban design framework, then the concept can be developed according to the time and according to the need and according to the market intelligence and demand for certain things. And also, my other suggestion was we as a government should use from our hidden power, which is eminent domain. So we need to use from our eminent domain power to change things in city according to the needs and according to demand for investments. So we should always be flexible and do necessary work. We should not stick with the old plan. We have that power to always change things and make the city beautiful, still historical.
So you were telling me about this German person who developed the master planning concept.
Scotland. He was actually the inventor of the whole concept of master plan. And he was not aware that master plan could be implemented in a small area, but it's very difficult to implement it in a big city like Kabul or Lahore and other cities. So he was from 18th century, actually. So now from 19th century. Now we're living in 21st century. So things have changed. Methodologies have changed for urban development. Today's methodology for urban development is that concept, conceptualization, and you will do it based on the current data, updated data, need, interest, and investment potentialities. So as you also pointed out before, cities should become engine of economic growth instead of living and instead of only using it for offices.
So you don't have master planning in Kabul, in Afghanistan now, I should say.
We had master plan, but no longer. Now for Kabul...
Planning didn't work well for you?
No.
It was static, it was useless?
No, the number of master plans we have had is more than 10 of them. The recent was from 5 years ago, but none of them implemented. And and you can see the census across the other countries. You cannot find a country that master plan has been implemented 100%. There's always a problem, and there's always time-consuming activities why master plans not get implemented. So better to so now we have done what we have done for Kabul. We have developed a urban design framework in 6 volumes. So that is coming with the framework for the city.
So what is
and
this
also
urban design framework? Can you just explain it to me briefly? What is it?
It actually discusses what was the city historically and what is it now and how to link history with now and also open up the center of the city, because for the over the years things have happened in Kabul and you need to, as a capital city of the country, you need to make it something to be engine of economic growth. So for that purpose, we had intensive studies of the city from different aspects, from geology perspective, from ideology, and from historical, and what was it like 100 years ago, and how to, you know, how can the city tell you not only the history, the culture of the country, but also should be a good place for investments and modern life. So what we have done unique about the urban design framework, it's not only a framework. We have also developed implementing strategies. How would you actually do all these concepts we have in this framework, including the value capture? So we have introduced good number of implementing strategies, how we can make the street wider, how we can open up the center of city, how we can make more greenery areas for citizens and for Kabulis to go there.
So, Minister, tell me, how would you, for example, if I approached my Pakistani friends and told them that, hey, Kabul is a great place to go to or invest in, how do you see your city now going forward? Is it going to be a great place for investment? How? And if is it going to be a great place to live? How? What is your vision for Kabul? Let's put it that way.
Yeah, for Kabul and overall for urban development in Afghanistan, I think we have the good thing we have done in Afghanistan and Kabul. We have identified our barriers, so we know where are the barriers. So we're in the process of putting a good and fair regulatory environment where investors and developers should feel comfortable and secure. In the meantime, we're also helping the customers, like customers who will be actually will be the end users of all these things. They should also feel comfortable legally that they have their complete full rights and private rights. So, you know, property rights and property security is very important for us. And also, why it's important? Because of the high demand. I mean, demand is very high for housing in Kabul and Afghanistan. Demand is very high for modern buildings and modern life and apartments. If you see the demand for housing, it's quite incredible. So I think given the high demand, and definitely it will be attractive soon after we actually pave the ground for investors to come to invest. And in our preliminary studies show that if we bring investors, they will have probably the highest R&R in the region in terms of the dynamic construction sector we have.
Fascinating. Minister, wonderful job. This has been an education for me to meet you.
Thank you very much.
This is
very
great.
Nice to meet you again.
This is wonderful. Beautiful, Minister. So, folks, as I keep pointing out to you, cities are the engines of growth. And one of the reasons that we don't develop is the fact that we ignore cities in our academic discourse, in our planning discourse, in our financing discourse, in our development discourse, and overall in the discourse on our lives. I was pleasantly surprised that Afghanistan is developing very modern visions, modern ideas, and a modern set of people in its government. I do hope that our government also engages with the Afghan government to develop a stable Afghanistan and a stable route for us in Central Asia. Much as we build CPEC, we also need to build linkages with Central Asia. Please let me know if you like Soch Bazaar, if you want me to continue with Soch Bazaar. Please comment on Soch Bazaar. Please debate it. Put it up on Twitter. Put it up on Facebook. That's what encourages me to make the effort. Otherwise, I feel you are not interested. Please do put in lots of subscribers. Tell your friends to subscribe to Soch Bazaar. Otherwise, all this effort goes useless. So remember, you have to help me make Soch Bazaar. It's not about me. You have to come in and volunteer to do Soch Bazaar with me. That's what will make this fun. All the best.